Let's get ready to rumble.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 253. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is the very devastated Ray.
Devastated? Why? Why are you devastated, Ray?
There's only a two-hour episode of Battlestar Galactica left this Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's pretty...
And then it's over with. Oh, but tonight, shit. God damn it.
What?
My freaking computer just crashed again.
You're okay. I can still hear you.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Mac. I'm not on the Mac. I'm on the Windows computer, so the Mac be...
Oh, you have a Windows computer there, too. Okay.
Yeah.
It's Windows. What can I say?
There's a Battlestar Galactica thing on tonight. I bet you I've missed it.
Oh, that's right. This two-hour special. Are you going to record it?
Well, not now, because I think it started at 7. I'll have to go see if it's playing later tonight and hit the record then.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to record? Want to check? Well, we can start it all over again, because I don't want to miss that. Okay. All right.
Well,
okay.
They usually play it twice, so.
Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're for the East Coast and West Coast.
Sorry, listeners.
Sorry, guys. Speaking out a little bit.
Yeah, BSG, because there's only one more episode left, and there's one showing up tonight that we're supposed to be watching.
It was a recap.
I'm sure it's going to be on the website by tomorrow, don't you think? Yeah. So anyway, welcome everyone to the show, where we talk about geeky stuff and bear stuff and gay stuff. And we usually do our weekend updates. So, Ray, how are you? How have you been last week?
Okay.
Just okay? That's
just okay,
it.
Yeah.
Didn't do much or too busy with work? Or
no, just took an easy weekend this weekend. And my grandmother passed away.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry to hear.
Saturday night. So I just was kind of lazy on Saturday. And then Sunday I was even lazier. And I caught up on all four or five Ugly Betty episodes I was behind on.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other shows. I caught up on, finally got to see the two-hour movie for Brothers and Sisters and everything that I'd been missing. So
I see. So you've been just doing catch-up on
catch-up,
your TV
yeah,
shows.
That where I should have been actually doing some work. I was late this week.
Yeah, you aren't supposed to be finishing your video work thing that you're doing for school or something?
Yeah, and I'm having issues with that. That's what I was screaming about earlier. My damn computer keeps messing up. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it's a Mac. Your Mac is acting up, right?
Hmm. Yeah, it's starting to act like a Windows computer.
Oh, it's a Windows. Oh, okay. Well, last weekend, drove to New Orleans just to see Mike because the next time I'm going to see Mike would be next month if I didn't go. And I would rather see him less than a month instead of a whole month. So I drove to New Orleans. And it's the first time I drove there this year. I usually just fly. And this time I wanted to test drive the car to go to New Orleans and visit him there. It's a pretty long drive. I got lots of podcasts to listen to. So I got to do that, catch up on Slice of Sci-Fi this week in Peck.
So I got to catch one of that because we can't listen to radio or anything at work anymore. So I got to find some time to listen to them when I'm home, so I don't get behind on Slice of Sci-Fi too bad. Yeah, and a couple others I'm listening to.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's lots of stuff going on in Slice of Sci-Fi, and it's okay to you listeners. Slice of Sci-Fi is it's another podcast that we listen. It's a weekly podcast, and they're an awesome show. It's by the Farpoint Media. Fan podcasts, and they do it's a very popular podcast on sci-fi, and they have interviews and stuff like that. So they're awesome. But anyway, since we're talking about sci-fi, I want to talk about BSG. People listening about talking about BSG lately, and that's something we might be missing right now as we speak.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the second to the last episode?
It's interesting. They were given with all the excuses. Of course, this is a spoiler alert for all of you that haven't seen it. They're given all these flashbacks of earlier times and everybody's lives in the fleet, some of the main characters and what was going on. Mm-hmm. Just some interesting side notes that just seem to be happening. So I thought that's kind of interesting. It kind of explained some of the character traits they have now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Kara?
Starbuck.
That mystery. I guess that's all the answer in the episode is coming Friday.
Yeah. And apparently she's the harbinger of death.
Probably. Yeah, that's what Sam was saying, right? Mm-hmm. End of line. Yeah. It was just saying that all the time. But I don't know. I don't want to. You know what's funny? This coming Friday is TBRU. Well, this weekend is TBRU,
you'll be on your way to TBRU while I'm watching Battlestar.
That's right. I don't know how are the Bears, geeky Bears, who are going to TBRU. How is going to handle missing the last episode of Battlestar Galactica on Friday? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe everybody's gonna end up at somebody's house and geek out. Or maybe they'll have a big TV. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll be all too busy on 411 to be watching Battlestar Galactica. They'll all have it recorded on their DVRs when they get back.
Yeah. To all listening, don't go online don't go to Bear 411 when you're when you're already in the run. No, I don't know. I just found it funny. Last year, I would go to one of the rooms, one of the office, the office room where they have the computer, and it was logged on to Bear 411. I saw one of the screens there, so it's just kind of weird. They go to Bear Run to log in to Bear 411. So yeah, so this coming Friday, that's gonna be busy. Well, too bad you're not gonna come. Have you made up your mind? You're not gonna come, really?
I'm not gonna be able to come. No.
Oh, yeah. So
I was hoping to, but things are a little tight right now. So.
Ooh. Yeah, it's coming weekend. I'll be driving in Thursday night to TBRU in Dallas. Kind of excited about that because I'll be seeing Shannon again and a couple of more friends who are. There, Roy Excalibur is going to be there too, and Vito.
I thought he was boycotting.
I'm saying, oh, I don't know. He's just going, but I don't know if he's registered. But
okay, he's not registering.
I'm not sure. Maybe he is. But I'll be recording on Saturday. Okay, so if you guys are going to TBRU, catch us on the second floor of the Crown Plaza, and we're going to be recording there with. I'm going to be recording there with Shannon. So Shannon's going to be co-hosting that day, and we'll be setting up there on the second floor near the stairs. So I hope you guys catch us there. Just say hi. And
hi.
Hi. Yeah, so just, yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it to work with Shannon. Because we've had him in the show before as on recording, not necessarily. What is that? Okay, but necessarily live on together live. Well, I did see him at the Bears on the Run, but yeah, I'm excited about it. It's Saturday, so 1:30 at the Crown Plaza, second floor. See you guys there. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know if you guys are going. Email me or post a comment on bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, maybe if you're lucky, I'll call you about 1:30.
Oh yeah, sure. We can do that. Phone you in or something. Okay. What else did I do last week? Actually, did you ever get to see Coraline? I saw Coraline.
Not yet. I hadn't had a chance. I wanted to go see it, but
it's a very kid friendly movie. But it's pretty cool with the 3D glasses on.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, they'll give you one when you get there. But it's okay. It's a Neil Gaiman. It's written by Neil Gaiman, and it's pretty good. It's very, like I said, it's for the kids, really. And what really pissed
was it worth going seeing?
For the 3D effect, if you like Nightmare Before Christmas, is it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And the story is, you know, it's
it's like a kid's book.
It's
right?
A kid's book. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like it, but I like the effects. I like the Not necessarily the story, but it's fun. It's fun. I get to see it, and they give you these 3D the polarized ones, not the red green ones. They give you the polarized glasses ones. Those are good ones.
Okay.
And I got to see that, and that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. That's what I did Sunday before when I got home from New Orleans. I wanted to watch it, and before it goes out. And I also wanted to watch Paul Blart. You know, the one with Kevin James? He's the...
The mall cop.
The mall cop, yeah. Paul Blart, mall.
Does nothing for me.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it does a lot for me. He's really hot. What can I say? Kevin James is really hot. So, yeah, next time, I had the chance to jump theaters. I don't like doing that. I feel so dishonest, but people do that. They watch a movie and... they're just in time for
these economic hard times. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I guess you maximize those $10.
Yeah.
Yeah, to just watch another movie. Oh. We do not encourage that, though. Okay. Well, I don't. But anyway, okay, something techy. Tomorrow, the iPhone 3.0 is coming out. It's application. Are you gonna update yours? I guess you should. You'll see it. Ray, you have an iPhone, so
yes, I do. I'll probably wait till next week to do it. So maybe if there's any bugs, I got it worked out or anything like that. So you know,
I'll update anyway. But you know, they're saying the rumors say it's gonna be copy and paste this stuff. That's what I've been looking for with all the Palm or no, the smartphones that I've ever had,
yeah.
They all have copy and paste, even the very old ones that I had before.
Yeah.
And the iPhone, surprisingly, is the only one that didn't have any copy and paste when it came out. So
yeah.
This time, I think they're saying that it is, but I'm really skeptical. I don't think I don't think they're going to give any. They're not, probably back in processing, so probably you can surf, you can listen to music. You can listen to music and do everything else. But if you're running a program, you can run another program. You can go back to it. I think that's the background processing.
Okay.
I think I do that and some bug fixes. But really what I'm looking forward to is the copy and paste. Like I said, sometimes the Apple is really an asshole doing this. They just...
Well, I wonder how many things are Apple and how many things are AT&T.
Oh, that's right. Tethering. They too. Apple won't give that facility, so AT&T, so you can tether your AT&T to your computer, AT&T account, so you can surf using your
iPhone.
On your laptop. But I'm guessing there's going to be a $2, $30 more just to do that. I'm guessing. So.
Probably.
I guess it would be worth it. It's a lot cheaper than buying those broadband cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, you spend about $60 a month just to have broadband.
Well, no. I mean, if you get an iPhone, you go get a broadband card. I think it's only like $25 extra a month.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, for the card.
Oh, that's going to be an extra item, though.
Yeah, so
iPhone 3.0, it's going to come out Tuesday. On March 17th, and this should be out even before that, I guess. This show, so we'll see. Okay, want to go to the topic that we received from Johnny? Johnny was the one who sent this, right?
Johnny sent what?
Oh, about the Gorilla Bar.
No, Johnny had nothing to do with that.
Oh, he didn't? Okay.
He went in there. He was playing World of Warcraft.
Oh.
So, actually, no. I got phone. I was out Friday night. I was actually going to go to it, but there was supposed to be a birthday party I was going to that kind of fell through. But,
explain first what a gorilla gay bar party first.
Well, it's this big party for big, hairy, gorilla-looking eye guys to go out, you know, and have fun and stuff. No, actually, Gorilla Bar is basically a bunch of homosexuals go in and take over a straight bar. And it's supposed to be a fun thing to do. They have it in other cities that they do it, and they were trying to start it up here in Houston with, of course, the first installment of the gay gorilla bar, whatever they want to call it, didn't go so well. Mm-hmm. We were discriminated against. We were put on the back of the bus.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. So let's see read the article from KHOU.com. It's a news article. A guerrilla gay bar party ends in controversy by Alex Zanz. 11 News. Houston. A midtown Houston bar found itself at the center of controversy Friday night after a group of people said they were denied entry because of their sexual orientation. It happened around 10 p.m. at the Union Bar. Hundreds of people were lined up to go inside, but many of them were turned away. Yes, so basically, guerrilla gay bar is supposed to be a... you go to a bar, all these gay guys just go to a bar without any
gay guys and gals.
And gals. Go to a bar and...
They just pick a straight bar and they go to it and have a good time.
Yeah. And actually, this time, in this incident... it's supposed to be a surprise thing, usually, in other cities. Yeah. But at this point, the organizer, whoever the organizer is, they actually told the owner that on Friday there's going to be a guerrilla gay bar.
Well, they call them Thursday and say, hey, we know you're a small bar. We got a bunch of people that's coming. It's called Guerrilla Gay Bar Night. And
yeah.
It's just a bunch of us. We show up and drink, have a good time, hang out for a couple hours, and everybody kind of disperses and goes on to their other thing. So, mm-hmm. It was on the books. Supposedly they knew they were coming,
mm-hmm.
and they got there and they wouldn't let them in.
Okay, let's listen to the video. Hold on, let me see.
All of this, he told us tonight, is one big misunderstanding, and he's sorry. The bar opened late last fall, and since then has been booked solid with private parties. It's small, with a total of 117 people. Private parties often fill the bar before the doors open to the public. Images taken last night, the bar's owner says, are proof. The group hoping to get inside was there to be a part of Houston's first guerrilla gay bar, a social event where gays and lesbians head to a straight bar for a night out.
It's a tongue-in-cheek name for something that really is a social event and is very popular and very successful in most cities.
The bar was approached about it Thursday and reserved 50 seats inside. Word spread. They couldn't, in the end, accommodate the crowd. No.
Yeah, they reserved seats, really, but I didn't see the
point. Couldn't accommodate the crowd, but they didn't. But they had reserved 50 seats, but nobody got let in.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And it seems like if they were booked for the evening in a party, why didn't they tell them that Thursday night that, hey, we're booked. We'd love for y'all to come to this some other night.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. They should have just said something about that. But they were able to accommodate a lot of people. Even there were girls going in. So
yeah, there's
turned away because of their orientation.
What Union Bar did was technically in the law, they had the right to do that.
Oh, that's
true. The bar owner says he has always been gay-friendly. This bar has since it's been open since back in late fall. And he tells us tonight that he spoke with the organizer of that social event just a few hours ago, late this evening. They plan to get together on Monday to clear up what has been so far this misunderstanding. A lot of people say simply blown out of proportion.
Yeah, so that's what they're going to do. They're going to do it again. And this time,
I mean, even if I was, since they did that the first time, I wouldn't go a second time to that bar.
Well, they're willing to work on it.
But here's the deal that really gets me. This is a quote from what the, it was sent out by the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Caucus of Houston. A patron arrived at the bar earlier reported that the bar was nearly empty at about 9:40 p.m. when the gay people started arriving and were stopped at the door. Gay people continued to line up the street and around the corner as people who appeared to be straight went to the front were ushered in. Chris Banks, who stood at the front of the line, said the bar employees were asking the women who were entering with men if they were accompanying them. If the men were with the women, they were allowed in.
That's discrimination, really.
That is discrimination. Now, pretty much anyone in the states allows a bar to refuse service to anyone for any reason. And there's reasons for that. Because of intoxication, something just didn't seem right with the person. I mean, they have that right, which Jerry Simoneau, the lawyer, Jerry Simoneau said, I think that was him.
Yeah,
it was him that said that they're legally allowed to do, and since, which is right. But
Well, which is
if you're also actually stopping a group of people, even though they said they had reserved 50 seats, why didn't they let 50 people in?
Yeah, it can hold a lot of people, and I don't think it's even full. They're just really refusing people to go in, and yeah. It was even raining.
Yeah,
it was even raining, and it was even there's a long line, and they're in the rain, and they're not allowed to get in. And yeah. I don't know. Do you think I don't know about the accuracy of this though? But I guess it's in the news, so it's very accurate, I guess.
Well, I mean, everybody check their sources. I mean, we're reading stuff off of a press release from the Gay and Lesbian Caucus of Houston. Channel, you know, KHOU.
KHOU.
You got the news snippet from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard a bunch of different things at the Ripcord Friday night, because I'd went over the Ripcord since my birthday party thing got so hung out for a little while. Mm-hmm. And
that's what we should do. You know, if we want to be accepted in different places, we should all do gay bar parties every time.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do them once a month, and I think it's going to continue happening. But it's going to be, it's very interesting that in this, as hard as the economic times are right now, that a bar would turn patrons away.
I know it's
for any reason,
for any reason at all.
I mean, I think Urban Bar is a small bar and can only hold like maybe 120, 130 people at max.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know what? The people in there spending money is people in there spending money. So.
Yeah.
Gay, straight, white, black, green, purple.
Oh, yeah. Asian.
Asian.
Bear, cub, whatever. Yeah. Chaser. Everybody drinks. Everybody, well, not everybody drinks, but yeah, I think if they're going to do this again, okay, I would say to this bar, to this union bar, I would say do it again, try it again, and see how it works. If it still work well,
I said we go protest and burn the bitch down.
No.
No, I'm just joking. I'm not encouraging anybody to do any damage to the union bar at all.
Yeah, but I think they're jerks. But sure. if they are willing to
and I'm sure Hitler was willing to put on a good face at the death camps too, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He was just there to help the Jewish people out.
Yeah. Hey, so listener. If you have any stories about guerrilla gay bar hopping that you guys did in your town or in your city, email us and let us know how it worked for you. And I don't know, it's just weird that it's 2009 and here in Houston, we still have this kind of problem. I don't know why.
It's 2009 and we got our ass put on the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Anyway, okay, how about some listener comments and emails? I got a few, and then I'll go to the comments, and then we'll go to your email. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. It was from Johnny. Okay. He's commenting on episode 252, Smurf Dick, Watchmen, BSG. Yeah, that's the title of the show that then. Okay. So the original graphic, this is from Johnny. I really do think he's in the UK. Okay. Okay. So the original graphic novel of Watchmen was boring as hell, he says. This new film was more interesting. I am a huge fan of the comic book, of the comic books, but maybe I'm just dumb. I even like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I concur.
Really? You do? By the same author, but I didn't like it. I prefer my comics crazy with great art. I'm cliche like that. That's what JR said. Yeah, it's I liked it. I liked the whole story of Watchmen. Aside from the blue dick, the Smurf dick.
Oh, you like the blue dick too?
Oh, I did. Yes, I guess. I'm still impressed. It's really pretty big for a flaccid dick, don't you think?
For a computer-generated flaccid dick, it's quite large.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of large dick.
Oh, that's right. The whole thing is CGI, so, fail. Okay, next comment is from also from Johnny. He says, it's on Live at Louis 2009. Okay. Brace yourself, Ray. Okay, Nard, you are always so happy. How do you constantly maintain a smile? Do I always smile? Do I always smile, Ray?
Well, it was all that bear cock that you were smiling at.
Well, yeah, I guess it's during Louis. Okay, so P.S. Not impressed by the public jerking. I think LGBT people ought to have advanced beyond that by now. how are we supposed to show our opponents that we can love and we're not just about sex when there's idiots like that out there? Although I appreciate you trying to make your show informative as opposed to just porn. Yeah, right. You're right, Johnny. Like I said, there was a chance to zoom in, but I didn't want them to zoom in.
Oh, we zoomed in. Nard just cut it out. Well, he's got the video tape on his computer. I'm sure he's been watching it every night.
I have the video.
I'm sure later after the show's over, you'll be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. No. Well, like I said, yeah, it's really just a video that we did that just to show how many people are attending, and we're trying to get people from other cities to see it, and they could come over to Louis. And
actually, Johnny, no offense, cause, you know I love you, right? That straight people do the same shit too.
Yeah, they do. They show their boobs.
Girls show their boobs. Have you not been at spring break and like somewhere big?
Just the same. It's
exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Showing the boobs, hooking up, all that kind of crap.
And if you're in New Orleans, and I always go to New Orleans and go to the Bourbon Street, and I always see boobs and dicks, actually, people being shown just to get beads. That's
beads,
it.
Beads.
And I've seen so many. And
anal beads?
Well, no, not anal beads. No, gross. Not that kind of beads. Yeah. So. Thank you, Johnny, for the comments. Yeah, and I appreciate it. But I agree with you at some extent. But like I said, it's like Ray said, it's also equality. It's the same thing with straight people. They show dicks in front of straight women, and women show their boobs. Just the same. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Okay, your email. How about your email?
Oh, my email.
This is from Brian?
A watchman. Mm-hmm. From Brian. Brian, thanks. You know, we were asking some questions because some people were talking about, why is someone gay or something? And, of course, this is why I need to go see it in IMAX, Watchmen in IMAX, is because Brian informed me. Well, first of all, there's an Easter egg hidden in the movie. When Night Owl and Rorschach are going through Ozymandias's, I think I'll get it right eventually, computer, there's a folder. There's a file folder labeled boys. I got about 20 of those on mine, but... also, the actor playing Ozymandias suffered from a terminal case of gay face. Well, it's true.
It's true.
A big old fag. He looked like a big old fag.
You could tell by the tuxedo also, or the suit that he was wearing before. It's all violet and everything. I don't know. I found it gay.
It's very lavender.
It's very lavender, yeah. It's, you know what? Yeah, I think I remember what he was talking about. You know, there's these book, I think by the table, if he says boys, and I think...
No, he's talking about when they go in and pull the files. When they're trying to figure out who's behind everything.
Oh, okay.
And they're on his computer in his office. They broke in, mm-hmm. and they open it up, and there's a screen that shows all these files. And I never caught, and there's a bunch of files there, and I just never caught that one of them said boys.
Okay, we have to watch again in IMAX. I'm looking for it. Probably plan it next week or something, or sometime. What do you say?
Okay,
we'll do that. All right, we have a couple more emails, actually. This one's from Henry K. Is it Henrik or Henry K or is it like Enrique?
Enrique.
No, it's Henrik or, yeah, he's Henry. Chase or Henry? Okay, he says here, hi, Nard. I enjoy the show. Wondered if you have any plans to interview Angina, the Filipino drag queen who was in RuPaul's Drag Race. Definitely not a bear, but of interest. Probably, yes. She could be a chaser. She got eliminated last week, but not before winning the challenges on a couple of previous weeks. No, I don't think so. I don't know. If you have tech info, Henry, forward it to us. If we can talk to Angina, we can have him on the show, probably.
Oh, my God. Speaking of RuPaul.
Okay.
I was out Friday night for this birthday party that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also out with my friend Pierre, and I was showing him around the bars of Houston because he was in from La 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 France.
La 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 France, okay.
And I was showing around the bars, and there's bitches up in there, and there were snakes all up on them planes.
Snakes.
I was like, RuPaul would kick you off the show right now. Snakes on the planes do not work.
Uh-huh.
So... I don't care how skinny you are and how big your dick is. If you go dress up like a woman, you need to take Snake and hide it up in the plane.
Oh, gross. So. Oh, wow. So. Maybe if, what's his name? Samuel L. Jackson was there.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, hang on. There's one last email. Here's from Vince. It's actually Mr. TBRU13.
Vince.
From last year. Yeah. He says, "Hey, Nard. I was trying to access the Louis podcast, and it doesn't seem to work. It seems to load properly, but won't play. Just wanted to let you know, so you may be able to check the link to see if it is working properly. It seems to be working, Vince. And it's okay. I also uploaded the Louis video to YouTube, so you can. It's work safe, pretty much, except if you don't find hairy listeners out there who don't find hairy guys work safe. Well, I don't watch it at all. Okay. So I am indeed interested in viewing the podcast, so please let me know if it is working properly. So thank you, Vince. It also says thanks for all your work in creating these podcasts. See you at TBRU14. Ooh, I'll get to see him. We'll get to see him. Vince. And he's a hot bear. He's a hot bear. And he won, I guess he won TBRU 13 last year. Okay. I think I took videos from that. Yeah. So, well, congratulations on that. Okay. So, yeah, it's on YouTube. If you guys want to watch it, you can go ahead and go to the Bear Podcast YouTube video. YouTube
and for
channel.
The stuff that he cut up, you can go to XTube.
No. Podcast. I don't think I can put that there because, you know, I think XTube allows videos only from people who post it themselves, who can prove that it's them doing it.
You can blow the faces, I'll never know the difference.
Oh, would that be okay? Just
yeah. Just from as far away as we're taping with the faces blurred, but I'll think it's you with that incredible 10-inch dick getting blown.
It was really 10 inches, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was impressive, I should say. Okay. So, anything else? Yeah, that's about it, I guess. And it's a pretty short show. So what are you planning to do this week while we're away?
Try to get caught up on some video stuff and class stuff because school starts back next week because I don't have class tomorrow. Yay!
Oh, that's right, Tuesday.
I'm trying to get caught up on that. And, so
hey, by the way, let me ask you: can I post those videos from Louis Weekend? The video from the commercials.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could probably post those very bear oriented, I guess. So we can.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Post them. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Yeah, just I'll probably get it from you one of these days.
Okay.
Okay. What else is going on? Well, this week, like I said, I'm going to be there at TBR Youth driving in on Thursday. And I don't know. It's just going to be another TBR Youth. It's probably my 7th or 8th TBR Youth already. I've been doing TBR Youth since...
If I'd have went, it'd been my 4th or 5th.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
But just so many times.
The first time I went, I was just by accident that weekend in Dallas, and it was like, oh my God, where are all these people here? And they're like, it's TBRU. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
Oh, you know, the first time, I remember now. It's been 6 years now. That's right. It's been 6 years that we've been doing TBRU because the first one, and it was not at the Crown Plaza. It was somewhere else. It was another hotel. And it was funny because they had this convention, this Southern Baptist convention, right after. The whole week it was at the Southern Baptist convention, and it's TBRU that weekend. So they're kind of overlapping on a weekend. It was funny because you see the schedule when you go to the podium or to the register. When you get your room, they have this big sign saying, you know, Southern Baptist Convention, blah blah blah, and then at the bottom would be TBRU 9 or something like that.
Wasn't that the one with the one that Sunday that the woman come down and she caught the husband and her husband in the elevator with another guy and she started crying and screaming, "You told me you weren't going to do this anymore." Blah, blah, blah. I think that was that weekend.
That was the same one. There was one time that I think it was in San Francisco. I think I heard about this. There's this wedding that was being done, and there was this reception. There was an overlap. I don't know where this was. So there was an overlap in the event, that the Bears were asked, please, can you, we'll give you free beer. Please go to the other room. This place is reserved for a wedding.
Oh, that was at IML last year, the year before there. Bear thing that they have there, yeah.
Oh, okay. And, of course, everybody agreed. Oh, free beer, free beer. And then so they went, and then after that, the bride enjoyed herself hanging out with the Bears, something like that. And they were taking pictures, getting drunk, and I don't know. It must have been fun. Oh, speaking of Bear Pride, yeah, Mike and I are planning to go to Bear Pride.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it's my first time to go there with Mike, and I've always wanted to go to Bear Pride, and yeah, and whenever if I'm gonna go to Chicago, I want to go there with Mike. So
yeah. Oh, and everybody, don't forget to register for Bear Watch by the end of the month because the price goes up.
Oh yeah, guys, go to bearwatch.net, and if you guys want to come to Galveston, it's a gay-friendly event.
Gay-friendly event.
It's a gay-oriented event.
And very, very economical during these hard times.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll probably be recording that time too, right?
Yeah, we'll be down there recording.
Yeah, probably on that Saturday. Yeah, it'll be fun. You guys should check it out. Go bearwatch.net. And the event is on, let me see.
May 15, 16, 17. Okay, I was close.
Yeah, you're close. You're part of the you're organizing it too. How come you don't know that?
It's the week before Memorial Day. I know that.
Oh, the week before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's practically the week before.
It's always the week before my birthday, and I don't get to enjoy my birthday because we're usually doing Bear Watch crap.
Oh, too bad. Yeah. But anyway, okay. So that's it for now. One more announcement. I got an email. Camp Bear Timberfell at the Timberfell Lodge and Campground. It's a for immediate release. So it's Camp Bear 2009. Camp Bear is a four-day fun and furry-friendly camping-themed bear event that is organized and planned by Tim Bears and Bear Patrol. So Camp Bear 2009 will be held at Timberfell Lodge Men's Resort and Campground in Greenville, Tennessee, on June 11th to 14th, 2009. More than 300 bears, cubs, otters, wolves, daddies, and fur admirers are expected at this year's event. So registration is now open for $45 before May 8th. $60 May 9th to May 31st, and $70 to June 1st to 8th. Yeah, good for them. They're announcing their event now, really far away from now. Okay, I guess that's it. For the website, go to campbear2009.com or go to timberfell.com. I'll put the links on the website. Okay, so Ray, probably I'll see you within the week before I go to TBRU then.
Okay.
Okay. So
I will be here working on the company stuff. Me and Julio said it's going to be a quiet weekend because they'll be in Dallas, so we can sit here and actually get some work done.
Ooh, we get to see lots of. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call the voicemail line.
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. Leave your voice comments. We'll play it in the show. We haven't had voicemail for a long time now. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can go to twitter.com/bearpodcast. You can friend us there. Catch, you know, what's happening whenever you get episodes out. Yeah, you can catch us there. And what else? That's about it. Subscribe by iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. It would be nice to hear from you guys. Get some reviews. Get up there, high up on the personal journals page. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay, so, okay, Ray, I will catch you tomorrow or so. Go catch online. Ooh, who are you slapping?
Can you hear that good?
Well, yeah, who are you slapping? Are you slapping Buddy or Hot Chaser? What? How?
And they're trying to fight me too.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's Chad.
It's Chad. Oh, okay. His ass is up again.
Yeah.
Good for him. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof! What a bear! Podcast your ass. Woof! What a bear! Woof! What a bear. Not